Rob? Are you there?
Sounded like you got cut off again.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Rob? Mr. Chair, may I speak against postponing? Yeah. I mean,
I believe you already did.
You already did.
May I speak on behalf of Rob?
Go ahead, sir.
Rob said he would like to postpone it. He said this.
What?
No.
No, he says not in favor of postponing.
He's opposed to postponing.
He's opposed to postponing.
He agreed with Mary.
Yeah, I'm going to revoke your right to speak on behalf of Rob.
Not funny.
We need to take this to a vote now, and hopefully Rob will be back on in time to vote. I think we heard the beginnings of what he was going to say. Can you call the roll, Teresa?
All right.
What's the motion?
The motion is to postpone consideration of your motion until the PMB adopts policy on the scope and definition of national programming.
All right.
And I won't count that as debate.
Starting with Yvonne Dooley.
I'm leaning toward abstaining because I'm trying to make some sense out of the debate, and I come to it with limited information. And
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
I don't feel comfortable doing
that. That's an abstention.
Okay.
That's an abstention. Yvonne, would you like to pass and then cast your vote after you've heard the other vote, or would you like to abstain?
I'm asking to pass and come in later with more information so I can make a vote.
Thank you. That's a pass. Go ahead, Teresa.
Patty Heffley? Okay, I can't hear Patty Heffley. Ray LaForest.
I'm voting yes for postponing.
Ambrose Lane?
No, Rob Robinson.
Rob, we're in the midst of a vote. This is the vote.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
He's off the call.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa? Can't hear Sarv. Rip Robbins?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Is this a vote to postpone?
Yeah.
Correct.
I vote no.
All right. Deb Shapto? Zarina Shakir?
Deb Shapto votes no.
Thank you, Deb Shapto. Phil Jackson?
I vote no.
Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No. No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen votes no. Mary Bird?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird? Can't hear. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yvonne Dooley?
As I said, I had abstain.
All right, abstain, fine. Patty Heffley? Still can't hear her vote, so no vote from Patty. Sarv Randhawa? Still can't hear his vote. And the last person I couldn't hear was A.C. Bird. Didn't hear that vote. All right.
Zarina?
I already asked for Zarina. I don't think she's on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. So the
motion to postpone fails. So we're on the amendment to Teresa Allen's amendment to delete the reference to Democracy Now! And Ray, I believe, said he would like to make an amendment. Go ahead, Ray.
I would, that's, no, it's no longer in order.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ray?
It is no longer in order.
Okay, great. All right, so further debate. I would like to, again, reiterate. I think the problem is the motion doesn't do enough to clarify the board's position. I think the issues are, does the board want national programming or not? If so, when? If once you've established that, who do we want to authorize to proceed? The issue of consultation itself, we can ask for consultation anywhere, and at some point we have to decide if we want something to proceed and who is authorized to make it happen, and then what terms they need to meet in order to make it happen. And so I would like to hear motions to clarify those specific questions. I won't take a position at this point on any of them, but I do want the board to be clear about what it is agreeing to.
Can we take a position on this first?
Teresa, please.
Okay, absolutely. If people want to vote this motion first, and you know, speaking to what Ambrose said, rather than continuing to struggle around, we could move this question and then consider related questions subsequent to that.
Mr.
So
Chair,
if somebody wants to call the question, we can do that.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Teresa.
I call the question.
Okay. Is there an objection to voting? You call the amendment,
yes,
or all pending?
Yes, there is an objection.
Okay. There's an objection. Are you calling, Teresa, the amendment question on the amendment or on all pending questions?
All pending questions.
Okay. And there's an objection. So, Bob, help me out. Is this debatable?
No.
I don't think it is. Okay. So we'll go to a vote then on whether to close debate. Can you call the roll, Teresa?
All right. Patty Heffley? Come back. Ray LaForest.
Ray LaForest. I'm back.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Alan Minsky.
Not here.
All right. Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Yes.
Thank you. Sarv Rondawa. We're voting
no.
on to call the question.
On all pending.
No, to close the debate and close debate.
Sarv?
Nope.
No. All right. Rip Robbins?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb Shapto?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir? Not here. Phil Jackson?
No.
Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Teresa Adelson says, Teresa Allen says yes. Mary Burke?
No.
We didn't know.
No. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. AC? AC Bird? Lisa Davis?
No.
Yvonne Dooley? Yvonne? Patty Heffley? I'm not hearing her vote. Moving on. Yvonne Dooley. Not hearing his vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no. So we're going to debate some more.
Okay, just so people are aware, we have 10 minutes left in the item, at which point any motion to extend will require 2/3.
This
go
is
ahead.
Lydia.
Who would
Mr.
like
Chair.
To speak next? Lydia?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm confused because I know that last time we had spoken about being able to bring other motions forward on just the national daily program portion that Greg identified. Greg has now also, as part of this discussion, included that discussion into it. So. What I want to know procedurally is if we can consider deal with Ambrose's, which I had supported to refer. I would like to move to refer rather, and then consider the other, because the other had a portion of what Greg proposed, if I understand this correctly, had a time constraint, and at that juncture I was going to recommend a process to move that forward. by virtue of a motion. So
I
need advice.
In answer to your procedural question, any motion that is relevant to the topic can be proposed as a substitute at this time, or if we were to conclude this, the chair would rule that it would be in order to consider any motion, any further motions also relevant to the point of national program. That would the notice of meeting included the fact that we would be dealing with this issue, and since it is in order to offer any substitute relevant to the topic, then it would the chair would rule that it would be in order to do that after we process the motion. However, given the failure of the body to close debate on this question and the time, then we may not have the time, we may not have the votes to take the time on this call to consider other questions. So it's up to you whether you want to make your motions now as a substitute or whether you want to trust that we will extend time.
Okay, well, I would like to move, this is not a motion to postpone, it's a motion to refer Ambrose's motion to the programming committee, and then I will deal, after we finish with Ambrose's motion, to a separate motion on the daily program.
I'm going to rule in the interest of time that that motion is functionally equivalent to the motion to postpone
we just
until
voted
the policy
on.
Was adopted, because it comes to the same thing. And I don't think we should take the time now.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Lonnie here?
Oh.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, you know,
Lonnie Hill, how long have you been on?
About an hour.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I get it now. Well, you know, I think, though, you know, what is a problem for me is the discussion over, you know, initiating what some people are clearly saying is new national programming from national coverage. Now, I consider it really essential that we be able to move forward with national coverage in an election year. We need to do that. The
correct.
Listeners want to do
that's
that.
Correct.
We need not confuse these two. And so a number of initiatives and a budget have already in place to do what we do normally, that is cover national events at Pacifica. Now, my understanding, too, is that the board has given the ED permission on as part of the job to do the job of covering national events. I don't want to compound or conflate national coverage with national programs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that to me is a statement opposed to the amendment and in favor of the original main motion. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would like us not to be able to move forward, and in this case, it's an affirmation of the responsibility to produce coverage.
That's not Ambrose's motion.
No, but it is. It was what he's referring to is that the Allen Amendment would change the mandate to create a specific program to generalize that process to address all programs.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Can we not hear maybe Rob Robinson weigh in on this, because he was for it and
that's
he was disconnected?
That's not a point of information.
All right, sorry.
Mary Berg here. I have a point of information, Mr. Chair.
Somebody softly said Mr. Chair before you.
That's Rob.
That's Rob. Okay, Mary, your point of information? And then
you said I don't. Can you tell me how Lonnie's point was the election coverage, and I don't see where Lane's original motion speaks to that any more than the Allen's amendment. It's that neither one defines what kind of program. So can you tell me why you say that?
My understanding of Lonnie's comment is that the amendment by Allen would apply the terms of the motion to all national programming, which includes things like special event coverage and other kinds of coverage, whereas the original main motion applied that provision explicitly to creation of a program to complement Democracy Now. Is that correct, Lonnie?
That's correct.
Okay. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to try to make some things clear. First of all, in response to Teresa's specific amendment, what the programming committee is trying to do right now is to establish policy that sets criteria for programming, not just network broadcasts or national programs, but programming. But clearly the definition of network programming
and national broadcasts and the criteria that are set for those things are a critical point at issue with where we are right now. And as an example of that, when the executive director wants to move the network into the direction of covering a national event and runs into conflict, the reason that happens is because there is no policy in place. So I would like the programming committee to continue its work to set policy so that we don't continue to have this confusion. I see Ambrose's motion is going in a completely separate direction, and that's that one of the concerns about that we're going to have in future if we have to replace a show like Democracy Now! Is that we may conceivably still be arguing within the operations committee, what used to be called the administrative council, about whether or not we're going to develop a national program, how and who's going to carry it. So I support Ambrose's motion because I think the issue of setting criteria for a national program as distinct from network broadcasts that deal with events that take place in a particular point in the political calendar is very separate. But, you know, the problem is right now that until the board has the ability to discuss these matters with the executive, until we have the ability to pass an affirmative policy, we're going to continue to fight the battle of some people want programming and some people don't. This is really an issue that goes between local station issues and network issues about programming. So I would like to go back to Ambrose's original motion, which I think is in order, but I would also like to remind everyone that what the committee is trying to do right now is to set criteria for programming generally, not simply network broadcast or national programs, but programming generally. Thank you.
We are 2 minutes before time, so we either need a motion to extend or we move to a vote on all pending questions.
This is Lydia. I move to extend, and I have an amendment.
Now, if I'm correct, hang on, I want to clarify. Your intent was to also introduce another motion on this topic. Do you want to extend with any proviso as to how long the questions before us are would take?
Well, I would like to extend for 15 minutes, but it's this whole discussion has changed the nature of my original intent.
Okay. So there's a motion to extend 15 minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes? Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And this is, and I'm just going to repeat what my understanding is, having taken out the specificity of what Ambrose had in there originally about Democracy Now!, that now this applies to everything, right? Because my original motion, this was originally a motion specific to the daily 10-week program, election program. So I'm going to offer it as an amendment based on my understanding that now this is kind of a cosmic question on national programming. It speaks to process, to move either one forward, so hopefully this is good. Okay, so I will move that the executive director shall present a written proposal budget and list of proposed personnel paid and unpaid to the PMB Programming Committee. That the managers of all five Pacific Coast sister stations shall provide written confirmation that they have engaged in the regular process of internal consultation concerning this proposal. That the managers of at least three Pacific Coast sister stations shall provide written confirmation that their station will carry the full series on their station, including the proposed time slot. And that then the general proposal and overall budget allocation shall then be voted on by the PMB Programming Committee and the PMB.
Quite a clarifying question. Is the intent that if you didn't get a written confirmation for somebody from one of the five managers that they had been involved in a consultative process, that then it could not proceed?
No. And in fact, I was going to throw in there some language because I think we've heard from Greg about his plight of not hearing back from general managers, and I think it would be in order to include that the ED can set a reasonable response time.
Okay. Would you like to restate the motion, including that language, before I ask for a second?
Okay, let me see. Okay, the managers of at least three Pacifica sister stations shall provide written confirmation that their stations will carry the full series on their station, including the proposed time slot, and that the executive director may set a time, a reasonable time, for a response from the station manager.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I would like Lydia to email that to me, please.
And I'd like to
email it to everybody.
And I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead,
Greg. Information, Mr. Chair.
And I have a question.
Okay, Greg, do you mind if we take the two questions first?
Not a problem.
Okay, Lonnie, and then Don.
Well, yeah, you know, Lydia, I'm wondering, we're bypassing the Finance Committee in that process, and also we're setting the precedent of a budget directly being approved in the program committee. I'm wondering if
No. That was never the intention.
Okay.
That wouldn't be in order. She didn't say approve a budget. They'd have to vote on it, but it would have to come before us, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would it go through the Finance Committee?
Doesn't exclude that possibility, but it doesn't demand it either.
If I may, I mean, I think that if we already have policy and practice in place, to reiterate that in every single motion would be cumbersome, but, you know, I can throw that in. Just like, you know, the contract policy, I don't know that every single time, once we have passed the policy for review, that we would have to include that in our motion. But if you'd like, sure, we can throw that in. I have no objection.
Okay, great.
Don, your question?
Well, yeah, I haven't fully processed this in my mind, so this is not a hostile question, Lydia, but I'll just be very frank. Does your motion allow veto power over national programming by, like, three GMs?
Well, it's with the knowledge that if, for example, by the time this gets back, let's say three stations say they don't want to carry, right? Then it gets to the PMB. The PMB could certainly still vote to carry it because it's so pressing and it would be so important to our affiliates. I mean, you know, it's one of the more compelling arguments that Greg made was the importance of this to some of the affiliates. So, you know, then the board could make that determination because we don't have a set policy right now of three out of five stations. We have in the past. We haven't gone there. And I'm not proposing that that's what we would do. We might also say, I know, like Alan Minsky, when at the LSB proposed that we would run such a program between midnight and 5 in the morning. To me, that would not necessarily qualify as running,
David,
you know, the program. But if a station did that to be a qualifying station, obviously the PMB would have the wherewithal to assess whatever the feedback is. I'm not going to put in their veto power, no.
David Adelson, please put me on the stack, Alan Minsky.
Okay, Greg and then Alan.
Yeah, well, first I need to point out to you that, you know, if we don't actually begin to actually plan this within the next month, then the question becomes moot because launching anything in the fall, there is an obvious lead time, and I'm told by, you know, the program coordinator at KPFA and other people that, you know, 6 weeks itself is a rather short period of time to get something like this going. But so the process that you're outlining, though obviously, you know, ideally you would want, you know, all the players you mentioned involved, may in fact make the issue moot. And I do believe that the motion does put, in essence, what amounts to a veto power in the hands of either two or three people. And so, you know, basically the general manager of two or three stations, should they not feel that my consultation with them was sufficient, or simply just didn't want to do it, or didn't want to agree to a specific time, or didn't want to make time, could essentially derail the entire process. And I think that, to some extent, the struggle that I'm dealing with is that, you know, this intransigence at the local level makes a national program ultimately impossible. You know, I don't know that it's even necessary, as of, say, September 11th, to have three stations carrying the program if, in fact, you know, 20 or 25 affiliates are also carrying it. There is also a possibility that once on the air, stations that had passed would change their minds once they heard the programming.
You know, so I think if you set that as a bar to be a to be passed within a matter of weeks, essentially, it probably won't be passed. And then, in fact, you've made the issue moot.
So I'd like to ask a clarifying question. By what time would you need authorization to move forward in order to make it feasible?
Well, I'll be very frank with you. I've already selected someone to produce this show because at this point, in the absence of a policy and in the fact that I am, you know, executive director and not programming director, I need help with this because you're asking us to go through a lot of hoops. So I'm already on a contractual basis trying to get someone to assist. I think it's a matter of weeks till we could get a budget, perhaps two or three weeks. Certainly by the end of this month, the Finance Committee could obtain that information. Certainly by the end of this month, the CFO will be working with the producer to, you know, to generate that budget. So I do think it's a matter of weeks. But if we have then another few weeks after that, before we know we can go forward, how do we obtain and confirm talent? How do we get this on the air in a timely manner? I think that you may make it very difficult, and you may vest within really two or three individuals, particularly if we're in a process of change at WBAI during the same period of time, two individuals, the ability to say, well, no, I don't have time for this, and then it doesn't happen. I think it's too exclusive.
Can I get them on the staff, please?
And Bob, please add Bob.
And this is Lydia, so that I can clarify.
And I have a point of information at some point.
Go ahead, Mary. What's your point of information?
Does this require a financial impact statement to see how this will impact us financially?
Clearly.
See any mention of this? And
all motions will require statements indicating the source of funds and the projected amounts.
But not exactly.
Before they can be implemented.
But it does. Alan. But that isn't the same as, I guess, it doesn't require an impact statement to see whether income will be enhanced or lowered by this.
No, our impact statements, well, a financial impact statement should go to the whole question of financial impact, but we've never clarified this really adequately. Alan.
I want to, first of all, clarify what I said about Lydia. I would not really advocate it going on any time in that time slot except at midnight. And I don't think that that's actually that bad of a time slot for a new programming that we don't know what it will be. But I actually don't favor that. I personally favor streaming it over WWKPFK with carts, announcing it to the audience. And I very much discourage the idea that the general managers, two or three, should have any kind of leverage over the development of this. And simply put, because we need to try. Look, other networks have obviously much larger budgets than we do. They develop pilot shows. One of the things that's been most discouraging at KPFK is that shows have been handed out to people who've never produced pilots, and surprise, surprise, the stuff isn't very good. And so, you know, to have the opportunity to develop a national show, to see what kind of product can be produced by the people in question, and with the affiliates going forward and putting it on the airwaves, I think the network needs it. We all know we're losing listenership, and we'll see what it's going to do. And I would encourage the stations that are interested to run it in their over their airwaves, but I know at KPFK, you know, I think that would be very difficult to do right now. But I also think that it's important for us to do trial and error with things like streaming. I think we can get a large audience. I think if it's good, too, I think it's going to then end up on our airwaves because it's going to simply be stronger than other stuff. Now, that's an if. It's a big if. But I think to allow two or three people to have veto over this is to seriously undermine the project, and I strongly oppose that, and I think we really, really need to try to develop something.
Lisa. All right, were you done, Alan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to make sure I understand something that the ED referred to. And, Greg, you said something about you're entering into contractual. You said something about contractual, that you're entering into contractual relation or something. I want to be clear that I understood that.
Sure.
Later, what you mean by contractual?
What I mean is that I have asked someone, though we have not signed anything at this point, but I've made a preliminary offer to someone to act as a producer, not the the exclusive person. I think it would require more than one person, but someone basically to help me to develop the budget, to make the contacts, to work with, you know, the programming committee and, you know, and potentially programmers at local stations to actually, you know, put the details on the table that you really want. And I need someone to help me do that. And so to do that, I've made an offer, which has not been acted upon at this point, but I would hope that we would be able to have somebody working on this on a sub, you know, on a contractual basis, not a salaried position, basically a, you know, a flat sum, beginning in I think by the end of the month, so which would allow us 6 weeks from that point forward, approximately, to get the program ready. I think that's a rather minimal amount of time.
But so you've been thinking about, I just want to understand this one point, you've been thinking about or begin the process of entering into a written contractual agreement?
That's correct, and that's within my, I do that on a frequent basis, for example, on a variety of projects. It's within the purview of management, within budget parameters, of course, to enter into short-term contracts with personnel to do work that needs to be done. Often it's technical work, but it's sometimes programming work as well. This I view as a, in a sense, not a long-term, but as a short-term, or as Alan puts it, a pilot effort, and a contractual relationship is appropriate for that, not a staff position.
And just to comment, we were notified of that in his email of several days ago or some time ago.
This is Lauren, if I can have an opportunity to speak.
Let LaVarne finish.
It just brings into other questions, which do not have to be answered now because I know we're having a lot of debate, but in terms of, I guess, how the process again for national programming, because I'm assuming that the ED can and this would be any ED, enter into things that would, that, and this is where I need clarification, that the board said, or that the was the approval to go on, and there just seems to be so much questioning about this. But again, I know that we don't have a lot of time that we'll get into a lot of discussion, but that's just one of the reasons why I was wanting to know about the contractual.
Okay, the stack is now Ray, Lydia, and LaVarne, but we're at time.
Sarv.
So we're, Sarv, we'll have Sarv,
Dave,
but we're at time.
Bob.
Okay, Bob, we're at time. So
okay.
We need to move to a vote.
I move to extend. This is Lydia. 15.
How long?
15.
15-minute extension. Is there an objection?
Yeah.
I object.
Okay, then is there a second?
I second.
Yes, second.
Okay. There's been objections. Can you call the roll on the motion to extend time, Teresa?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Starting with Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Yes to extend. Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Yes to extend. Bob Letterer.
Yes.
Okay. Alan Minsky.
Nope.
Rosalinda Montes Palacio.
Yes.
Star Rondawa?
Yes.
Rip Robin?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto?
Oh.
Extend time, yes or no?
Can't hear.
No, okay. Thank you. Zarina Shakir, are you on? Zarina? Shakir, I can't hear you. Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White?
No.
Thank you. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? No. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Yes. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird?
Yes. I'm back online.
Thank you. You know, you might want to tell me when you go off.
Okay.
Lisa Davis?
Yes. That's impossible.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yes, thank
you. With hesitation, but yes.
Yvonne Dooley? Yvonne, are you on? Don't know. Patty Heffley? Another person, I don't know if she's on. Ray LaForest. Oh, I'm sorry.
He already got it.
I did not hear from Zarina. I think she's not on. I did not hear from Yvonne. I don't think he's on. And I didn't think Patty. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 yes to extend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no.
Okay, I'll vote no, and that means that it fails to achieve two-thirds. So we're going to a vote.
Mr. Chair, I move to divide the questions.
It's too late. Debate is closed, and we're going to a vote. The question, the amendment of Lydia's is first. Lydia, can you read your amendment?
Okay. The executive director shall present a written proposal, budget, and list of proposed personnel paid and unpaid to the PMV programming committee. The managers of all five Pacific Assistive stations shall provide a written confirmation that they have engaged in the regular process of internal consultation concerning the proposal. And the ED may set a time certain for the managers to respond. The managers of at least three Pacifica sister stations shall provide written confirmation that their station will carry the full series on their station, including the proposed time, the general proposal and overall budget allocation shall then be voted on by the PMB Programming Committee and the PMB.
Okay, will you call the roll, Teresa, on the amendment?
All right. This is an amendment to Lane, right?
It's an amendment to either.
All right. Okay. Ambrose Lane.
Abstain.
Okay. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Alan Minsky.
Pass.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Yes.
Sar Rondawa. Sarv, can't hear. Rip Robinson.
No.
Bob Robinson.
I have to vote no.
All right, Deb Shafto.
No.
Right. Zarina Shakir. Phil Jackson.
No.
Don White.
No.
LaVarne Williams.
No.
Teresa Allen says, I have to say no. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Berg? A.C.?
A.C. abstains.
Abstain. Thank you, A.C. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yvonne Dooley? All right, Patty Heffley, Ray LaForest.
Yes.
All right, and Sarv Rondawa. Right.
Hello.
Yes, Sarv.
What are we voting on now?
Lydia's amendment, which requires managers to weigh in and budget to be provided to the programming committee.
I'm going to abstain.
That's an abstention. Alan Minsky?
Votes no. And
right.
And once I know the result, I'll be leaving the phone call.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, they just scored.
No, they didn't.
Who? Just kidding. I'm just messing with Alan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's El Salvador 1, Honduras nothing.
El Salvador had a soccer war once.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the body for bringing
yes.
Don, you're aware that El Salvador once had a soccer war, right?
Yes, I am. I'm totally aware.
Six yes, nine no. That failed.
Okay, the motion fails. Now we're on the
bye-bye,
amendment.
Everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We are now on the amendment. We are now on the amendment by Alan to delete the reference to a complementary program and to refer simply to national programming.
Right.
Would anybody like me to read it explicitly?
Please.
Okay. The amendment, the main motion now says that the program.
The game started?
Yes, it has started. The motion by Lane, as it's was presented, is that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program to complement Democracy Now. The amendment would say that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for national programming. And then the second portion would change from such a program shall be to such programming shall be a genuine collaboration with news staff, journalists, producers, and programmers from Pacifica's 5 local stations. So the amendment is to delete the reference to a program to complement Democracy Now! To just national programming.
Okay.
Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Thank you. I guess not. Alan Minsky is not.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob Lederer? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky is not here. Rosalinda Montes Palacio?
I'll pass.
Sarv Rondawa? Sarv? Hello, Sarv. Okay, Rip Robbins?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Serena Shakir? Doesn't appear to be here. Phil Jackson?
No.
Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Okay, Teresa Allen will say yes. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Abstain.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yvonne Dooley? Not here. Patty Heffley? Not here. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
And Sarv Rondawa?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I passed.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rosalinda.
Yes.
You're voting yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no.
Okay. The motion as amended that we're about to vote on reads as follows. That the programming committee be authorized to work with the executive director to develop criteria and budget parameters for a national program to complement Democracy Now! Such a program shall be a genuine collaboration with news staff, journalists, producers, and programmers from Pacifica 5 local stations. And I'd just like to remind that it was clarified in debate that the intent is that it is not exclusive, i.e. it is not only those persons.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order. I think you misread the motion. We just adopted
right.
the amendment.
We just, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
You read Lane's
You're right. I'm sorry. The motion is that the programming committee be authorized to work with the ED to develop criteria and budget parameters for national programming. Such programming shall be a genuine collaboration with news staff, journalists, producers, and programmers from Pacifica's 5 local stations. Pardon me. That's the motion that's before us. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Mr. Chair, do you want to ask if there are any objections?
Are there any objections to adopting the motion as amended?
Yes, I object.
Yes.
Okay, can you call the roll, please, Teresa?
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is it exciting?
Yes.
Alan Minsky, I think, is off the phone. Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
I'll pass.
I'll pass. All right. Sarv Rondawa.
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Nope.
Tarina Shakir, not here, I think. Phil Jackson?
No.
Don White?
Pass.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Don't
no.
Know. Okay, no problem. Teresa Allen says yes. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Passed.
Okay. Yvonne is not here. Patty Heffley? Not here. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
And going back to the passes, Lisa Davis?
Yes.
And Rosalinda Montes Palacio?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You forgot Don.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don White.
Right.
I'm sorry, Don.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to vote yes.
5, 6, 7, no. That's
well, how many
okay,
did you have yes, please?
I had 10.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the motion carries. I do want to point out that given what the ED has told us, at our next meeting we may want to consider whether or not we place a time on the resolution of these questions because basically if it left to go indefinitely, it's the same as not proceeding. So I think at our next meeting we may have to, we don't have time now, but at our next meeting we may need to consider whether or not we want to apply a time limit. We're now on the motion on committee participation by non-DMB members.
I call the audience of the day.
Well, we have extended time, and this is the agenda item that is before us now, given the extensions of time. So we are at the appropriate place in the agenda. The motion is the this has to do with whether or not PNB members who are not members of committee may be present, will be notified of, and may be present at executive sessions of committees of which they're not members. And then that's half of the question. And the second half of the question is whether they'll enjoy any rights to participate in debate if we approve that they are able to be on those calls. So this was originally a motion that got divided, and the first part of the motion was completed, and the form of it has been adopted, but we haven't voted it yet. So the first part of the motion is that notice of all PNB committee meetings, excluding local station board meetings, shall be CC'd by the committee secretary or chair to the full PNB when they're transmitted to the committee, and that all directors be permitted to attend any such committee meetings, including executive sessions. The second part of the motion, the motion by Shafta, was that directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and shall be permitted to speak at least once to any issue before the committee.
Sorry, I can't help you, Mr. Chair.
The original motion by Shafta was that directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and shall be permitted to speak at the discretion of the chair, although directors may appeal the decision of the chair to majority vote of the committee. I believe Mr. Freeland, when he was a member, had proposed that that it be amended that directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and shall be permitted to speak at least once on any issue before the committee, length of speaking and number of speaking opportunities per issue being at the discretion of the committee chair, although directors may appeal the decision. Now, I want to be honest, I am not certain what the original proposed language was, whether that compromise was something that was developed through email or whether it was before us, and I apologize for not having researched it. Rip Robbins then made an amendment that was the directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and may be permitted to speak. So the amendment, I believe, that are in, on the second part in reverse order, i.e. the order we would vote, is first the Robbins amendment, or substitute the directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and may be permitted to speak. The amendment prior to that would be directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and be permitted to speak at least once to any issue before the committee, length of speaking time and number of speaking opportunities per issue being at the discretion of the committee chair, although directors may appeal the decision of the chair to majority vote of the committee. And the original, which was directors present on committee calls shall announce their presence to the chair and shall be permitted to speak at the discretion of the chair, although directors may appeal the decision.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The motion that's on our agenda is neither of those.
Yeah.
The motion on committee participation by PNB non-members.
Non-members. That's something wrong.
That's correct. When it says PNB non-members, what that means is members of the PNB who are not members of the committee.
Mr. Chair, that's, it doesn't say that.
Doesn't say that.
People who are not members of the PNB.
It
would have to say
no,
motion.
I'm sorry.
Non-committee members.
It would have to say non-committee members.
Yeah, well, that was what was intended. This
but
is
it
a motion
doesn't say
that was before. Excuse me. I have posted repeatedly what this motion was, both before
the last meeting
and before this.
I move
this
we postpone this consideration to another time.
It's been a motion to postpone in a second.
I second.
Take two pro and two con. Who would like to speak? Right. Actually, Ambrose, would you like to motivate your motion to postpone?
No, I just made the motion.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Point of information. Has this been to governance for governance to decide on this?
Yes.
Governance had come forward with a motion that we did not adopt. That was at the NYC meeting. It had to do with alternates and the like, and we turned it down. So yes, they have seen the issue.
Dave, can I add to the answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
This has never been seen by the governance committee. There was rather different matter about alternates, but this
right.
issue has never come before the committee.
That's right.
One other thing. I need to turn the chair over because I've participated in this debate previously and intend to participate in it now. So, Sarf, will you preside on this issue?
Mr.
Chair.
Mr. Chair.
Hang on a second. Sarv, are you able?
I call for the question, Mr. Chair.
I'm asking, before you called the question, I was asking Sarv to preside. Is he present?
But you never got a response. I'll call
There's been a call to close debate. Is there an objection to closing debate?
Mr. Chair, I believe I was acknowledged.
No, you weren't. I was asking at the time for the vice chair to take over. The question has been called. Is there an objection to closing debate?
I object.
Okay. Will you call the roll on the motion to close debate, please?
Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Yes.
Sar Rondawa.
Mr. Chair, yes. I'm sorry, I had to go a little bit.
Yeah. Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Deb Shafto. I can't hear you.
No.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir, apparently not here. Phil Jackson?
Abstain.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Teresa Allen, no. Oh, I'm sorry, David Adel, you're still chairing, Dave?
Yes.
I am for now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mary Bird?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Yvonne Dooley? Patty Heffley? Rayla Forrest?
Abstain.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Alan Minsky is off the call. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 no. So we close debate.
Okay, debate is closed. So first the motion to postpone. If the motion to postpone fails, then we will vote the amendments that are before us. We call the roll on. I take it there are objections to postponement.
Let's see.
So will you call the roll, please?
Are there any?
Are there?
I object to postponement.
Okay.
I wish I could.
I thought I heard a yes. I'm sorry, it wasn't.
God. All right. Rob Robinson.
Is this a vote to postpone?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Wait. Before you go on, Ambrose, is this a motion to postpone to time certain or postpone indefinitely?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
Okay. There's a motion to postpone indefinitely. Go ahead. So will you start the roll over now that that's been clarified?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Serena Shakir is not here. Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Lavarne Williams?
Pass.
Thank you. Teresa says no. Mary Bird?
Pass. Sorry.
No problem. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. E. Bunduli? Not here. Patty Heffley? Not here. Rayla Forrest?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Alan Minsky? Not here. Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Thank you. Sarv Rondawa?
Yes.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
Yes.
All right. Lavarne Williams?
Abstain.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. And that passes.
Okay. So that item is indefinitely postponed.
I move
now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We had.
I second
moved.
That.
Hold on a second. We just to tell you where we are. If we want to continue the item on DiRienzo in this meeting, then we would need an extension of time at this meeting. Failing that, it will be the first item of unfinished business at our next meeting. Is there any motion to take it up now?
Mr. Chair, this is Teresa. I move that we discuss this for a further max 15 minutes.
I object.
Is there a second to the motion to
add? I thought there was a motion
to adjourn.
I was trying to provide information to the body. If you want me to entertain the motion to adjourn, and that would be an adjournment to executive session, I can do that. Is that what you're asking, Ambrose?
No, I didn't make the motion. Somebody else made the motion.
I made the motion to adjourn.
Can I just point out that the motion to add the time will require 2/3, whereas the motion to adjourn is a simple majority, so there is a higher standard for adding time than there is for adjournment, but
okay.
If people want
to... Let's go.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, was that motion Teresa's motion ever seconded? I didn't hear any second.
No.
The motion to adjourn?
Yes,
no,
I second.
The motion to adjourn, the motion
I don't want to fight about this. Let's take the motion to adjourn.
No,
you know what? No, I'm going to take the motion to extend time first, because if we vote the motion to adjourn, it fails, you could still have a failure of the motion to extend time. If the motion to extend time fails,
right,
i.e. can't garner more than a third, we adjourn to executive session anyway.
But
so I'm going to call
motion, Mr. Chair, was that motion ever seconded? I didn't hear a motion, a second to the motion to extend time.
Yes, Don seconded.
Yeah, Don.
Okay.
Will you call the roll on the motion to extend time, Teresa?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I kind of lost track of who started. I'm sorry. Phil Jackson.
No.
Okay. Don White.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams. LaVarne? I'll come back to LaVarne. Teresa says yes. Mary Berg?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
A.C. Bird?
What was the motion to extend time? Or
extend
to
time 15 minutes to discuss Di Rienzo.
No.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
No.
Yvonne Dooley? Patty Heffley? Rayla Forrest?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Letterer?
No.
Alan Minsky? He's not here, I'm sorry. Rosalind Montes Palacios?
No.
All right. Sar Rondawa?
Abstain.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Okay. Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
And going to LaVarne?
Yes.
Okay, so that fails. 4-2-1-2.
The motion to extend time fails. Now we'll adjourn. I just want to ask the board a question. Would the board care to take a half-hour break before reconvening an executive session?
No.
My day is sad as it is. I mean, it's going to be going on.
Okay.
Why do we have to
go for it?
Thank you, Mr. Okay.
Why do we have to go to the executive session?
Because the board voted in the prior executive session to reconvene after this meeting in executive session to continue our business. And that was, I believe, almost.
So we did that in this public session.
Mm-mm. No, we didn't get it.
No, the chair is right.
We have an executive session. We voted on it. You were not on the call at the time, and we agreed that we would reconvene an executive session after the public session. And
But wasn't this considered in the public session? It's listed on the agenda.
No.
No, it's a different
issue. The public session.
Yeah,
the Rienzo suspension.
That's over now.
There's no extension of time. Therefore, the public session is over, and we adjourn to executive session. Mm-hmm. As on the agenda and as agreed to in the executive session.
It is 3:30, and the public session is adjourned, Mr. Chair, right?
Yes. This session is adjourned. We will meet in executive session, let's say, in 5 minutes. We reconvene.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Teresa, I said...